The Bible Study on KFUO Radio is underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ in faithfulness, servanthood, responsiveness, and excellence, Concordia Seminary.
Good morning and welcome. It's, well, not exactly Ask the Pastor, but we'll still call it that. But really, in this hour, it's Ask the Managing Director here on KFUO Radio. KFUO Radio is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I'm Roland Lettner. Thanks for joining us. Thanks again to Pastor John Shank for the lesson in Exodus, the balance of 20 and 21. Not necessarily easy text, but I think he did a very good job for us. But joining us now, a voice you should probably become very familiar with. You'll be hearing this quite a bit in the future, and that is the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, the new managing director of KFUO Radio, recently installed by President Matt Harrison just about 1 week ago. Welcome.
Yes, good to be with you. I think. Yes.
And also a voice very familiar to the listeners of KFUO. You've been here almost, what, since what, 1927, 28, right, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 85 years.
Gary Duncan, 85 years with KFUO.
I'm the world's oldest DJ.
He is the managing, well, not the managing, you're the operations,
director of operations.
Manager, or director of operations, directors, managers, we're just a bunch of guys.
I keep you in line.
You keep me in line.
Mm-hmm. He tells me to, and then I tell you to.
Brother, you could take lessons from my wife, you don't do a very good job. Well, the reason for the program today, normally Ask the Pastor is a program where, you know, I get a stack of stuff out of the news or what may be going on in the church calendar today, but this is something that KFUO has done throughout the decades where every now and again, the director of KFUO Radio will come in and answer the questions or receive the comments of listeners, and you know, certainly are free to call in and do that right now, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, as well as you can reach us by way of email, kfuo@kfuo.org. Well, how are you doing? You've been here how long now, Rod? About
coming up on 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And you keep coming back.
The car just keeps bringing me over here.
It's the only thing he has keyed into his GPS.
Yes. That's right.
Now, to give folks some background, you are not a St. Louis native, but you did attend seminary here, right?
I did, 1984 through 88.
84 through 88. And then you went where for your first call?
Two small congregations in British Columbia, Canada.
Canada?
Trail and Fruitvale, eh?
And, did you have to buy one of those silly knit hats that they all wear up there?
No, but I had to learn how to bounce a hockey puck down the street on a stick, so that was...
Don't teach you that at seminary, do they?
No, not at all.
And you served small congregations, you said?
Two small, wonderful congregations up there for 3.5 years, and then on to 21 years at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Dearborn, Michigan.
Emmanuel?
Yes.
My confirmation congregation bore the same name, Emmanuel.
I or E?
I.
Oh, I field worked at Emmanuel Olivet.
You did?
I did.
Well, we have a common history then.
We do.
Walter Hoffman was the pastor who confirmed me.
He was retired when I got there, but I met him a few times. Wonderful man.
Big man. Looked like Hindenburg.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never wanted to sleep in his confirmation class. Never doze off.
I bet you'd get hit with a catechism pretty quick.
That or whatever was convenient. Now, what was it like serving in Dearborn? Because we've done some stories on Ask the Pastor, also on the Studio A program that I do, about the growing influence of Islam in Dearborn. What was it like serving a Christian Lutheran congregation in, of all places, Dearborn, Michigan?
Different, and you learn a lot being, you know, surrounded and immersed in that. Sometime we can talk about, I did an apologetics conference every year, and 1 year we had a fantastic one on that very topic. Just a great, great thing. And so there's a lot of efforts being spent on that. I helped start a mission society to them. So, you know, the excitement with the so-called Florida pastor coming in and stirring up the pot there.
Oh, yeah, Terry Jones.
That's in fact, right. I gave the opening invocation at city council right after that, and the Dearborn mayor came over and asked me, "What did you think, Rod?" And I said, "Terrible display for a pastor."
Well, he's now taken up to a whole nother level. Did you see the news?
Yeah.
He's actually hung the president in effigy in front of his church.
I heard that. You know, and so I told the mayor, wouldn't really disagree too much with his theological concerns, but the way he displays them and that is disgraceful, I think. Certainly, someone of my stripe would not be doing that kind of public protest.
Sort of like the Westboro Bunch, not doing great credit to the church.
Yes, absolutely.
The way he approaches things.
Absolutely.
So you've served there for 21 years.
21 years.
Well, you must have confirmed and baptized a whole handful of people.
That was really nice and hard to leave, you know, that baptized them, confirmed them. Some of them married. It didn't get to burial yet of any of those.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God, but... that's really neat to see God work in their hearts and their lives for that many years.
Now, what people may not know is that you're not by first call a pastor, but you're a second vocation guy.
Yeah, second career guys, they call us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you do before that?
13 years, Roland, in product marketing primarily, and led to primarily the computer industry.
And what maybe people don't understand because the word is used in so many different contexts today, but what is marketing? And is there a distinction when you talk about marketing in the church?
Yes, uh-huh. Marketing is, I think, clearly defined as a overriding foundation philosophy, orientation, that's all geared to meet the needs and desires of the consumer. So the consumer is king. Every good marketing person knows that. And so, you know, it's orienting the entire organization, company, corporation, enterprise, church, if you would, towards what the customer wants. And certainly we know who know the Lord's church, that can't be. The consumer cannot be sovereign. The Lord is sovereign. So huge difference.
Explain that distinction because not everyone who represents a church believes that.
Right.
Some people are great advocates for marketing
right.
the church to consumers.
Right.
Why aren't Lutherans into that?
Well, we shouldn't be into that because I tell you a story. When I was at a church in Dallas, Texas, which I really loved, everybody was so excited that one of ours is going to the seminary to become a pastor. And everybody was telling me, thanks be to God, we finally got a marketing guy in there. And so, you know, I guess I've always been of that bent that, you know, if the Lord can use your gifts, your talents, your experiences, so be it. So be it to his glory. And so I was open to that. But my time here on campus, I think, and I wrote in my book about this, that I couldn't find anywhere in the scripture where Jesus was a marketing man, as they claim. Because, I mean, quite the opposite. He was in your face that you're not thinking correctly. As you remember when he told Peter, Peter, get behind me, Satan, for now you're not thinking the thoughts of God, but the thoughts of a human being. And so I came out of that the whole wonderful seminary experience, which I thank God for, thinking the opposite. That I had one radio interview in my book where the guy said, "Well, you're a sham and a heretic." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Well, I checked up on you before this interview," and he was a non-Lutheran. And he said, "I caught you doing TV advertising, you and your congregation." And I said, "Huge difference between promoting the Church of Jesus Christ and let marketing be the philosophy, the orientation." So that distinction, I think, is really important for us to bear in mind. I hope the Lord will bless the promotion of KFUO.
Absolutely. So do we. I think we all vote for that. Go ahead, Gary.
You brought up your book. What's the title?
Testing the Claims of Church Growth.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Don't let us have all the fun talking to Rod here this morning. This really is about you getting to know our new managing director and offering your comments or questions, you know, maybe about where KFUO may go in the future. Those are all things that are up to you to decide what you'd like to ask. And you ready for a phone
call?
Good
questions, bad questions. We're big guys. We could take it.
Remember, Gary's the one that said that. I didn't ask for bad questions. He did.
That's why you have him to my right.
I want them all. You know, what can we do? What are we doing right? What would you like to hear different? Give us a call.
All right. Now, mark this date in your calendar because this is the official very first call that Pastor Zwanitzer is taking, and it's going to come from Paul, who's in Nashville, Illinois. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Hello. I've been listening to you guys for years. It seems like when it comes election time, all the radio and TV preachers really put on the pressure of abortion. But the thing you never hear is about birth control pills. and all the other things that stop the little babies from being born. I know this might be a little bit different, but this still is another form of abortion. If these people didn't take birth control pills, our churches would be full of young people. I've been in quite a few churches over the years, and a lot of churches don't have many young people. I also find out that I'm 70-some years old, that most people who are really against abortion and speak out are people from 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. So I'd just like to have you comment on why you don't speak about the evils of birth control pills and keeping little babies from being born. But you talk so much about abortion. I don't like abortion either. I wouldn't want my wife to have it or my daughter to have abortion. But I think things ought to be brought out about birth control pills, too. That's all.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate the call.
Not an easy first question.
No, really. No, and we did not set you up for that.
I'm going to pass that one off to you, pastor.
Yeah, but Paul, I am going to address that. And I thought the first call would be from Mom, so I was going to say hi, Mom. But and before I forget, can we give a collective shout-out to my wonderful bride of 20 years,
right,
celebrating our anniversary today and her birthday, listening on the streaming worldwide, KFUO.org. In Dearborn, Michigan. Hi, Bonnie. Love you. Have a great day in the Lord. And Paul, a distinction I think that we Lutherans make is that birth control really, chemically and pharmaceutically and all that prevents conception. And then we know that there's these new birth control pills, so-called, that once there is conception, they destroy that. So we've went on public saying we're opposed to the latter. Once there is conception, that then pharmaceutically that is destroyed. We would consider that to be abortion. But that previous part, we are not believing that is taking of life.
Just this week on Monday, Jim Lamb from Lutherans for Life was our pastor for the Bible study.
I heard he did a great job, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And we always bring those issues up. And you know, I know you can't listen 24/7 and you can't talk about everything every day. But if you have been a fan of Studio A, which is now a weekend program here on KFUO that I host, Karen Malik from the abortion breast cancer link organization talks extensively about the dangers of chemical birth control and how it links to other diseases and how we're sort of masking. So we do have these conversations both on a theological and as well a practical level.
Are we archived on in any of that, Roland, that our listeners might tune into?
It is. Matter of fact, if you go to that Abortion Breast Cancer Link webpage, you'll see this ugly mug of mine because she likes to put the audio from KFUO on her website.
Oh, excellent.
Because we're one of the few stations that brings this information to the public.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a rich library, I think, for people to go out and clue into all that excellent exchange of information that you have provided in your shows and our other ones there on our archives, KFUO.org.
Org, that's right.
A great new website. Didn't have any part to do with that, just to take all the thanks. And if you have any comments on our new website, too, we'd like to hear those, right?
Well, you ready to continue on?
Yes.
Okay, here is Bill. Bill, good morning. You're up next with Pastor Zwanitzer. Go ahead.
Good morning. Previously, you've archived the sermons that were given on Sunday programming, maybe not just through Studio A, but anyhow, I noticed that they're not there anymore, and for many obvious reasons that I do enjoy the sermons that are broadcast live, but oftentimes I want to go back and listen to them again, and I don't have the opportunity because the archive is not there unless the individual church archives them. Is there some way we could go back to that process? It worked well.
Good question, Bill.
Well, Bill, we stopped archiving those probably a year and a half ago.
Right.
And it had more to do with the stewardship issue of manpower here at KFUO Radio. We just didn't have the staff to continue doing that. And we discovered that most of the churches do archive their own audio now. So that's one of the reasons we backed out of that. Now, some of the churches I do understand do not, but the majority of the ones that we carry are archiving their own audio, so we didn't think it was necessary for us to continue that. But we really appreciate that comment.
Either that or post a link that we could go there and get them sometimes.
That's a good idea, and I will pass that on to our webmaster.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill. Let's see. Cindy, you're next. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Good morning.
This is Cindy, and hi, Gary. Hi, Roland. And welcome, Pastor Zwanzer.
Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for the call.
And hi, Cindy.
Hi.
haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I really have enjoyed you a lot of times, Pastor Zwanzer, on issues, et cetera, and especially on your church growth movement, you know, the things that you spoke about concerning that. And I was wondering if the morning show was going to continue, because my husband and I both really enjoy it. And I was hoping that it would continue.
We will have programming on at that time.
Okay. Okay.
So it will continue.
Yes, okay. it, under that name and theme, and you know, I might just say it now. One of the tasks that we're going to all take on together is the family and team here that's called KFUO, mm-hmm. and Classic 99. We're going to be looking at all that under the big umbrella of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and getting the precious gospel of Jesus Christ out. So I can assure you that hopefully the things that you really enjoy and listen for in the morning and throughout the day will be there as good, if not improved. So as we continue to look at that and respond, please call back in, Cindy, and let us know what you think.
Okay, I really do. We really enjoy morning prayer. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like to begin that way.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to Pastor Asbury, it's really good. I listen to KFU. My dogs listen to KFU. So the radio is on continually. It's not. It doesn't go off. We like it all, but we especially like the beginning of the day with morning prayer. I really appreciate that. And then all the little segments in between and all the stuff that Buzz reads, church news, all that kind of stuff, it's real informative. I really enjoy it.
That's a great comment. I do too, and I, you know, over the years been kind of a you know, Christian program junkie.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's unique that I've never heard that religion news, and I get a lot of things out of that too.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Cindy.
Thank you,
You're
Cindy.
Welcome.
Good to hear from you this
see
morning. All right, continuing on. Let's see who is next. David. David, good morning. You're next with Pastor Zwanzer. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Wanted to make a comment on the first caller. I would agree with him. I didn't know if the latest the research on birth control pills that they're not always 100% effective. And the thing is, a lot of times the egg will get fertilized and attached to the uterus, but because of the chemicals in the pill, women will have abortions and not even know it through a hard period. So in effect, it does destroy a fertilized egg, and because that's what they're told, and I'm not told a lot of times in the latest scientific research, but I'm aware that before 1930, all churches were anti-birth control until Margaret Sanger came along and started pushing that agenda. But, birth control pills are not 100%, and women could be having abortions without even knowing it, because it does destroy that egg that's fertilized to the uterus. So I didn't know if you knew that, but I just wanted to make my point on that.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate you weighing in.
I really didn't prep for that topic. Yeah.
And well, so, it is only out of courtesy that I point
right.
to you, sir.
Yeah, and so I don't know, Roland, if we could point them to something that you've had on your show, but you know, maybe it is an issue that we as Lutherans need to revisit.
It sounds like it, and most of those, you know, that would be a perfect topic for when you have Dr. Weiss in here.
Dr. Weiss,
amen.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
we can have Karen Mellick back on again. Mm-hmm. There are differences between types of birth control. Some prevent implantation, some prevent fertilization. And people don't really understand the distinctions because doctors don't see a theological side to this. They see the practical medical side to it. Someone doesn't go in and get pregnant, you provide them with the chemical ability to avoid contraception. But why would... Now, here's where we come into your bailiwick, Pastor. Why theologically would it make a difference for the type of birth control someone would use? So what if it prevents fertilization as opposed to implantation? Does that go right to the core of what life is and is not?
Well, you know, talking about the whole abortion issue, that's where it kind of centers, is what point does life begin?
And a Lutheran pastor would say life begins?
Contraception, I think we would say.
Right, at conception.
At conception. So, not contraception, but at conception. Yeah. So, that's really getting into one of those gray areas, I would say, that, and I think this discussion has at least told me that I think we as Lutherans maybe need to revisit that with all the technology we have that David was talking about, and to revisit our opinion, our stance on that.
Is it important for KFUO Radio to address such topics and talk about those important distinctions?
Well, certainly for our listeners, and I think for our church body and for our world that we want to influence with the love of Jesus Christ. And we're certainly some of the strongest advocates around for a pro-life society. And so I think that would behoove us to, look into those issues and inform the church and our listening world.
See, what's cool about Lutheranism, if I can say that, I don't want to sound too hip, but what's cool about that is we always spend time talking about application. You know, what does this mean, that great Lutheran question? You know, so what does it mean about birth control when it comes to life? What does it mean? I mean, if someone, for example, were to come to you, Pastor, and say, you know, I've been taking this product for so long and I didn't realize it did this, and perhaps I've had several unintentional abortions and I'm feeling great guilt over this, what do you as a pastor say to them?
Well, one of the most wonderful things of our Christian faith is that there are no sins that cannot be forgiven and washed clean by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So, you know, the only sin that he'll never forgive is the sin of disbelief. And so whether it's abortion in the most common known of a conscious made decision to terminate life, to the person that, as you suggested in that scenario, was not aware that they had probably did some of this pharmaceutical abortion, if that's possible.
Yeah.
We know that the blood of Jesus is there to cleanse and forgive all of that, and that's the marvelous thing of our faith.
And that's what KFUO Radio does. It gets that gospel out. That's our programming, that Christ died for us. That, basically we're getting that message out.
Let's grab one more call quickly before we have to go to the break. Arpad, we have about a minute. It was delightful to meet you at the open house. What's your comment?
Yes, I would like to say that any kind of birth control enhances the mischievous lifestyle of woman in many ways. That is sin.
All right, Arpad, thanks for the comment.
You're welcome.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We only have about 45 seconds, so I want to be fair with Phil. We'll wait. Phil, if you hang where you are on hold, we'll get to you right after the break. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, KFUO@KFUO.org. A very special day here. Normally, it's Ask the Pastor, kind of a quasi, have you noticed, Rod?
Yeah.
Ask the Pastor, where we're talking KFUO. We're also talking about things, topic. That's what's so cool about KFUO. We go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anywhere the caller wants to go. We will be back after these few short announcements. If you have any questions about KFUO, if you want to talk about things topically, we do have a trained and ordained pastor in our midst who can answer your questions. And if nothing else, you might even use that famous line from, what is it you pastors are famous for? Why do you ask?
What does this mean?
What does this mean, and why do you ask? Well, you know, who knows what kind of an answer you may get, but join us. The break is a great time to call in, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Try the email. It works great. Trust me, I know. KFUO at KFUO.org. We'll be right back. Stick around.
One of the core values of Concordia Seminary is faithfulness. Faithfulness to the Bible and the confessions of our church. Many people in America no longer believe that there is absolute truth. They say, you have your opinion, I have mine. All roads lead to heaven. But God has revealed truth. And we teach so that Concordia Seminary graduates will find winsome ways to present the truth.
KFUO Radio salutes our day sponsor on this Wednesday, June 13th, 2012. Today's day sponsors are Pastor Rod and Bonnie Zwanitzer. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to KFUO Radio in honor of their wedding anniversary and in thanksgiving to God for Christian marriage and Christian radio. Once again, we say thank you to Pastor Rod and Bonnie Zwanitzer of Dearborn, Michigan and St. Louis, Missouri, today's KFUO Radio day sponsor.
The American Lutheran tradition of bringing displaced persons from peril to protection goes back to World War II, which displaced one out of six Lutherans. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service has carried on that tradition for over 70 years, resettling almost 400,000 refugees and providing urgently needed protection. June 20th, World Refugee Day, a day to remember the 14 million refugees who still need service and our prayers. For information, go to LIRS.org.
Start your day off right with The Morning Show, Monday through Friday on KFUO Radio. Hi, I'm Randy Asbury. Join me as we start the day right with daily prayer, news and views from around the church, feeding the faith, and much more. The Morning Show, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on your Lutheran radio station, AM 850 KFUO or KFUO.org.
The Vice President of National Religious Broadcasters has testified against legislation protecting gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Americans from job discrimination.
The chilling effect on religious organizations will be monumental.
Craig Parshall told a congressional committee that religious exemptions are inadequate in the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
It's my opinion that ENDA, as it stands now in the form of Senate Bill 811, would impose a substantial unconstitutional burden on religious organizations. Furthermore, would interfere with their ability to effectively pursue their missions.
But Senator Al Franken said Minnesota has a similar state law and
most Minnesotans still go to church. We're still all entitled to our own personal opinions. But LGBT workers are protected from discrimination at work.
Companion legislation in the U.S. House has been referred to committee, but no further action has been taken. I'm Steve Coleman.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
A new organization is reaching out to abortion facility workers, offering them hope and help. It's called And Then There Were None, and is headed by Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood abortion mill director. Lots of groups offer help to post-abortive mothers and fathers, but until now, none have existed to help abortion mill staff get out of the killing business. Abby will offer them emotional, spiritual, legal, and financial help so they can afford to leave the abortion industry while providing for themselves and their families. The vision of And Then There Were None is to make it so there are no abortion mill workers, so there'll be no abortion mills, thus no abortions. If you'd like to know more about Abby's efforts, visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Good morning and welcome back. This is the Ask the Pastor program, but today, just for today, but we'll be doing this regularly here on KFUO. We're taking this a little bit further, one notch further up on the dial. What was it? You're an old rock and roll DJ, Gary. Gary Duncan, operations manager here for KFUO Radio, an old DJ. What was it, Spinal Tap?
The movie?
Yeah, all their amps went to 11.
Yeah,
not just 10. It went all the way up to 11.
Everybody else went to 10, but their amps went. So, and they made a big deal out of that.
Right. So
our amps go to 11.
Right. So today on the Ask
KFUO,
the Pastor,
our amps go to 11.
We're taking that one notch further up to 11 because, if I may say it this way, our very new and very dear friend and Managing Director of KFUO Radio, the Reverend Rodney Zwanitzer, joins us for an Ask the Managing Director program this hour. Welcome back again.
So good to be with you.
And if you missed the history, well, you'll just have to go back and listen to this from the archive program, because we're not going to cover that ground again. But thanks be to God you're here.
It's wonderful to be here. I feel God-led and God-inspired, and great to be with all of you.
Gary, go ahead. Oh, you're the boss. Hey. If you want to talk, you just take the microphone.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
I was just raising my hand for next time.
I was just buttering up the boss. Because,
sorry,
you know,
boss. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Reviews are coming soon. I just want to, you know.
Reviews are over. Anyway, we would love to hear from you now live, but some people don't like to call live. They get nervous.
A little nervous, sure.
So we're starting a listener comment line, and that number will be area code 314-505-7839. I still have the recorded message on it, so you may get just a generic voicemail message. Just go ahead and leave your comments there, too, and we'll listen to them. So maybe you have something to say that you don't want to say on the radio, but you really want to tell us. We'd love to hear it.
And don't forget, KFUO@KFUO.org.
Yeah, email.
You know, Rod, what I've noticed with my girls are 15 and 11, nobody even writes email anymore. It's all texting.
Right.
Email's old-fashioned now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. And my thumbs just don't do it.
Mine don't either.
Well.
Look at that. Are there some exercises
they could
give? They go the wrong direction. See that? Let's go to the phones as promised and bring Phil into the conversation. Phil, good morning. Thanks for joining us. You're on with Pastor Zwanitzer and Gary Duncan.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, and I really like your programming, and used to listen to the morning show all the time, and I know it's, change is sometimes unavoidable, and when you have somebody that quits, and I guess I'm a little confused on the morning show now. Sometimes you'll just play music, and if someone is listening that is not familiar with the hymns of the Lutheran Church, and it's just music in and of itself, you know, you really don't know the words. Sometimes I guess, for lack of any other word, I get bored, so I go to another station. But, and I'm never sure when, you know, the next segment's going to come on, a talk and different things like that. And, you know, I might be a minority, it might be a majority if anybody else is, you know, listening, wants to chime in. But, no disrespect whatsoever. I just figured I'd let you know what is when I turn the station.
All right. Well, Phil, hang on there for a moment. Gary, you want to start off on
that? Well, we appreciate that comment, Phil. When Paul Clayton retired, we had very little notice. He only gave us like 2 weeks. So we threw a morning show together in 2 weeks' time. And the morning show is a work in progress. We will be working on that show. So we really do appreciate your comments. That's why we want to hear from listeners. What do you like? What do you not like? Because we are working on things and changing things. You know, we're going through a period that's kind of a growing pains for many of the listeners. They're like, well, I like this. Well, we're sorry, you know, people leave, and that's what happened. So we're hoping to grow in this together with our listeners.
Okay. Yes, and I understand it's hard with somebody that's so seasoned as Paul was and everything, and, you know. But, really yeah. Good. He kept your attention.
Yeah, and Paul came into the organization here at KFUO Radio probably with 15 years or more broadcasting experience when he got here, and then he's mm-hmm. been here for 18 years. So, yeah, the word you used, seasoned, is right. Very correct. So we're working with Randy, and we're working with The Morning Show and other programs here on KFUO.
All right.
Yes, Phil, thanks. Could I ask you a question on that too, please?
Yes.
You mentioned that what caused you kind of to flip the dial is unfamiliar hymns. I'm wondering, is that in conjunction with very early on in the program, I believe now, it's a morning worship service, a matins is the Latin, and that's where, I know when I've tuned in, they have that hymns, mm-hmm. where if that were to, let's say, to move down the time slot in that program, how would that... what kind of response would that bring from you? Where, you know,
if I'm not really familiar with the hymns and things like this, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just the actual hymns with no words, you know, I'm not sure if it's something when I'm driving, you know, I drive around, I do service work.
If I could ask, Phil, is it the hymns themselves, or is the fact that there's no lead into them to give a short, you know, introduction or explanation as to what it is you'll be listening to in the next minute or two?
Well, actually, both. You know, sometimes, I mean, I, I know the other Christian radio station, you don't want to be just like the music station there. And then, you know, they play things over and over. You know, I change off of that one too. But, you know, I'm more of an informational person, you know, and it's actually both. Some of those I'm not familiar with, even though I used to attend, you know, the Lutheran church. I'm not in a Lutheran church no more. So a lot of those I'm not familiar with.
One thing we did, Phil, was, because Randy does have a congregation, he is a very busy pastor. He actually ends his morning show at 9 o'clock, where Paul Clayton went to 9:30. So maybe some of the music you're hearing is in that 9 to 9:30 slot.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. And I understand, and that's mostly
maybe,
music.
Maybe sometime in the future, some more information might fill that half hour.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Stay tuned. Phil, thank you so much for the comments. We appreciate hearing from you. If you'd like to join us, as Phil did, with questions or comments about KFUO or what may ever be on your mind this morning, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, and the email's up and running, kfuo@kfuo.org. Well, we had gotten you to the point of serving 21 years in Dearborn, Michigan. Now I guess it's probably good to turn to, what the heck are you doing here? How does a guy go from Wyoming, which is the land of your birth as I understand it, to seminary in St. Louis after a period of time in the vocation of marketing, and then up to Canada, then to Dearborn? How do you come to be back here in St. Louis?
Two huge words, the Holy Spirit.
Oh, blame him, sure.
Yeah. No, I truly feel that as my wife still listening. Hi, hon. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Shout out. The Lord kind of set you up for these experiences and gifts and talents, supposedly. And then comes the calling at your door. And
out of left field.
Yeah. This one really out of left field as all the others. And so... you know, prayed about it, talked about it, to have some what I would call bellwether friends. I always go and ask them what they think. And I'll tell you an interesting story you might get a kick out of. Everybody that we really talked to said kind of the same thing. Sounds like a great opportunity. You seem to have great background and skills for it. We're going to miss you immensely, except one of my dear members, who is about 96 years old and kind of losing it a little bit, who told my precious wife, Rod's never been on TV before. I don't think he's going to do good on the camera.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's interrupt that story for a moment, go back to the phones. Let's see who's next. Looks like we're going to Jim next. Jim, good morning. Thanks for the call.
Hi, good morning, Roland. Good morning. Is it Roger?
Rod.
Rodney's one.
Rod.
Okay. Hi, Jim.
And Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a long-time listener and a lifelong LCMS member. I have a couple of concerns. I don't hear much stringed instrument music and songs anymore. And I do believe the organ, even though I like the organ music as well, but it's not the only sanctified instrument in the church. And I just really miss hearing, or not hearing, I guess, much stringed instrument type music and songs, and Christian songs and hymns. And it seems like we have an awful lot of organ music. I'm not opposed to organ music, but I get a little bored, like Phil said, if I listen to that very long. I do appreciate it in church when I attend church regularly. Just for my case, there's something missing. The other thing is a comment. I want to comment that for you, Roland, and first of all, I guess you're all dads there. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Coming up. But also, I just very much appreciate, Roland, your ministry there and your role. Your questions are often my questions. You just really have a feel for the audience, I believe. And I just want to compliment, thank you, and let you know I thank God for you, brother.
Well, thank you, Jim.
That's about it.
I appreciate that greatly. Thank you very much.
God's blessings to all of you, and welcome, Rod, to St. Louis.
Thank you, Jim.
The only thing I'd say, Jim, is the word ministry makes me a little uncomfortable because I'm not a pastor. I'm just a layman with a catechism. you know, probably the most dangerous man in the world, layman with a catechism, but thank you for those comments.
And thanks, Jim. And the comments on the music, that's also a work in progress. The music's always going to be a work in progress.
You should, for the sake of full disclosure,
yeah,
point out that Rod plays a wind instrument.
Okay. Well, we're going to have more wind instruments now. Sorry about that, Jim.
Heavy emphasis on the oboe, I understand.
Yeah, it's all oboe all the time.
I love strings to classical guitar and all those. So,
And we are looking for more music, and the string instruments are part of that. But a lot of the CDs that we first started adding to the mix of music when we added more sacred music are choral. And you're right, organ music and things like that. So there may be fewer of those out there, but I'll make it an effort to really go out and look for some stringed instruments. But don't forget, if you do visit the websites, we still have our classic, even though it's Classic 99 FM sold about a year and a half ago, 2 years now maybe, we still have the website. We're still streaming Classic 99, so we do have the classical music ministry as part of it.
And Ron Clem still does Joy here on the AM
side
as well. Have you noticed that Ron Clem, you've developed a relationship, Rod, with Ron Clem now that you've been here.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that man has taken a one-syllable word, Joy, and turned it into a three-syllable word?
Isn't it just amazing? I'd love to hear that. I was listening to it yesterday.
Yeah.
Just
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. You can also get in by way of email, kfuo@kfuo.org. We have the privilege of hosting the Reverend Rodney Zwanitzer, our new managing director here at KFUO Radio, and don't want to forget Gary Duncan, the operations manager as well. If you want to know how AM radio works as opposed to FM, he's your guy to ask. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute. Where's my phone? I need to call Sam.
No, you do not get to phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Why is it that on AM radio, when there's a thunderstorm, the lightning will cause interference with the signal, but on FM that doesn't happen?
That's above my pay scale.
It is above. Okay, mm-hmm. I just thought I'd ask. It's one of those things. It has
Earth
always
control and lightning with that.
Well,
signal.
I'm trying my best here. You know?
You know, maybe Buzz can answer that. He's shaking his head no too. And Sam Caputa, our engineer, is in. He's down at the Orange Beach
something.
Guys,
he's
on a beach.
These are things the listeners are demanding to know.
Well, you know. All I know is AM radio is interfered by so much stuff. I mean, if you ever set an AM transistor radio next to a calculator, you get this really cool effect. You know, it's like zzzz.
No. Everything I do has a purpose.
I had a lady call me up one day. I was working at another radio station. It was an AM also doing the morning show. And she called me up and she said, "Your signal's terrible now." And she told me what it was doing. She said, "It's like going zzzz, zzzz." And we had the same problem in the studio. We had a ceiling fan, and every time you turn the ceiling fan on, you'd get zzz. So I asked the lady, I said, "Did you just buy a new ceiling fan?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Walk over and turn the ceiling fan off." She did that. She said, "You fixed it." I said, "No, your ceiling fan is interfering with the AM signal."
Or I thought maybe she worked at a dentist's office.
You know,
my dentist drill and my ceiling fan sound effects are the same.
Now, you haven't gotten one of these calls yet, Rod, but you will eventually. You know, I've become friends with a number of seminarians here, and occasionally you will hear stories about how at the seminary housing here, because our tower is right outside of the station, they get KFUO over their telephones, whether they like it or not.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, so we could broadcast to these young pastors like crazy.
That's right.
Yes.
But the reason I sort of joke a little bit about, you know, the lightning and all that, the great clear signal is on the streaming side of things. Now, you get it. My wife says I sound better on the computer than I do in real life, so I don't know what you do to make me sound better. But
well, you know, sometimes driving around, I'll tune in on my smartphone through the car radio because it's in stereo. Even here in town, the smartphone's... You know, well, the smartphones are in stereo, and the AM is, of course, mono. That's just the AM thing, you know. But so I'll listen on my smartphone because you're right. The signal on our internet is better than the actual broadcast signal.
So that leads me to go back to you, Rod. What do you see as the potential for the stream for KFUO Radio?
Huge, and especially as we all know here in this room that this is a... an outreach ministry of our church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so a lot of the Synod people don't know we exist. And so to make them aware of the wonderful programming and radio station that is there is streaming. And I can just tell you, we not too long ago came back from a trip down south to Florida, and all the way down and back, I had you on my smartphone through you know, the sync system on our Ford, and you came in powerful and strong, and then holding it even up around the pool down there in the golf course, it's just marvelous. So that technology, and as you guys know, probably you get listeners throughout the world.
You want to say hi to Inge-Marie in Sweden? She's a big fan.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's listening probably right now.
Right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, and you know, call in or email in. That's terrific.
Yeah, she occasionally will repost links to audio on Facebook and other things like that. We have listeners all around the world. And one of those things that I enjoy is when we occasionally would get a comment from someone who's in the military, who's stationed somewhere overseas, and yet they stay connected to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the programming that we have by way of the Internet.
I've never thought of that. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking to an older gentleman. He was in his 80s. He actually sang in the studio when he was about 9 years old.
You saw a little bit of him on that news story.
But they took the good part out, you know. But he was talking about, actually in that news story, not that made it on TV, but the part that I watched him film, about the technology of KFUO radio. He says, I don't understand it, but they get all over the world with what they do, and it's worth supporting. You know, I wish I had that soundbite. I would love to use
that.
You don't have to understand it, but what we're doing is we're getting the message of Christ crucified for our sins out to the world.
How about a listener to call in on our new comment line or our reestablished comment line to give us that soundbite in their words?
In their words.
What's that number again, Gary?
314-505-7839.
All right. Harold, you hold on tight for just a moment. We'll come to you next, but I'm going to jump to Mike because he's on a cell phone. We all know how expensive that stuff can get. Mike, thank you for the call this morning. You're up next.
Yeah, and first of all, I want to thank you and tell you how much I appreciate the efforts and the work that's done on the station. I've a long-time listener. I really enjoy the program, and I really hate to say anything negative, but I really have to agree with some of the other callers that maybe early in the morning is just not quite enough meat for some of us. That I really, really enjoy the Bible studies on your station, and I would sure like to worship on the way to work through a Bible study every morning. That was my comment. And then the other thing I wanted to let you all know, if you didn't know about, was there is an Android program called TuneIn Radio for free that you can get on your smartphone so you can listen to your broadcast.
Yeah, I use an Android phone also, and that's one. And there's also Wonder Radio available that you could download.
Yeah, that way if you're one of the four people in America that uses a Microsoft-based phone, you can stream KFUO as well.
You Apple guys, yeah. There's more of us out there than you think.
I'm sorry. I turn it on, it works. That's the important thing.
Although I'm looking at three guys that all have iPhones, and I have the only Droid in the room. Buzz is across in the other room, but I can see him.
Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you this
morning. But yeah, thanks. And we'll probably get a Droid app ourselves, get one of those developed. But yeah, thanks for that. Tune in and Wonder Radio.
Rob, what's really cool about the iTunes app, not only is it free, I call it the Swiss Army knife of apps, you can stream Classic, you can stream KFUO, and you can also contact the folks here in studio, like during the Bible study or whatever, when the programming is live, with an email or a comment or something. We get those all the time.
Yeah, you hear a question, you just type right in.
Yeah.
I really liked what Mike said. I think I caught it that he was interested in some Bible study during the morning show. And I think that's a programming thought that it's popped into my head. So thank you for that, Mike. And you just might hear some of that. So this is really good to not only keep this coming now, but on future programs and on our reestablished comment line.
Let's go to Harold next. Harold, thank you for your patience. You're up next.
Yes. I'm going to thank you so much there for having the Bible study in the morning and ask the pastor, and I'm so glad that you got Pastor Wilkin back on the afternoon and rolling. I try to get in on your Saturday programs. I missed you during the afternoons. I so enjoyed those. And then on Saturday, the two programs, their White Horse Inn and Pastor Nicely's program. So I appreciate that. But what I want to make a comment is about, I hope you don't have any more of this Mooney Crooney being at the Moon Contemporary Worship. On your predecessor, I had arguments with him, and he said, well, Harold, we got to have that to attract the young people.
Can you say that again, Harold? Mooney what?
I think you're going to use it as a soundbite for next
show. Mooney Crooney what?
Yeah, well, you know, my retired brother, professor, and a number of others there who have enlightened me so strong over the years there about the traditional music of the church. That's what we need, and I hope there that we have more and more of it there. So those are my comments. I'd like to linger on longer, but time's short.
Well, Harold, thank you for the comments.
Thanks, Harold.
You're always welcome, and stay as long as you want when you call. We'd love to hear from you more often.
And thanks a lot, Harold. And you are correct. We were kind of schizophrenic before. We had contemporary music, then we had our talk block, and then we had more sacred music on the weekend. And a radio station can't function like that with several different formats. And now, at least our music that we play now, the sacred stuff, is way more consistent with our talk programming. And the message in that music is also the message you hear in our talk shows.
Yeah, God bless you, Harold.
Harold, thanks again for the call. Let's go back to the phones. Now, brace yourself. This is a regular. This is someone you will probably hear from quite a bit. James, good morning. Let's not in the last 2 minutes ask about five different Bible verses, okay?
Okay, I promise I won't. I heard him mention a term called enterprise church, and I'd like for him to kind of define that for me.
I don't recall that, James. I don't recall that coming up during the last hour.
Not in the last hour. Did he? I thought I heard him say enterprise church, and if he didn't, if he has any definition for that, and what's some of the trends in relevant seeker-oriented gospel radio.
James, are you watching Star Trek?
No, I'm not watching Star Trek.
The Enterprise Church. I'm just wondering, you know.
Or are you an employee of Enterprise Rent-A-Car?
No, I'm a Trekkie, though.
I will tell you, since we started the program at 11, I have not heard Rod say Enterprise once, though he's written it on paper several times. I don't know why. But,
okay.
But we'll go to your other question. We only have about 2 minutes
maybe
left.
Maybe it was when you were talking church
more,
growth.
One more question for me as a long-time listener. If you can possibly coast a course or however you can do it, Pastor Nicely, to have live segments on his Inner Steps. I really love the program, and a lot of the times I'd like to call in and kind of converse with him live like he used to be at the radio station.
Well, you know, his responsibilities as chaplain at Belleville Memorial Hospital limit the amount of time he can spend here, but I'm always asking him to come on and do the Bible study. Someday we'll snag him, and you can call him at that time.
Thanks,
James. Okay, we'll leave Enterprise alone. I think we've beat that Star Trek joke to death already. But as far as he was asking about contemporary Christian radio, again, these terms, this is one thing that I love about KFUO, is we spend time actually defining what words mean, because the meanings to those words are very important. I guess maybe a general question might be, where do you see KFUO going in the future as maybe different from other Christian radio stations in the marketplace?
Well, I guess in broad terms, we cannot be just your generic, non-threatening Christian radio station, because we are Lutheran. And so we don't want to offend all the other wonderful Christian believers out there, but yet we don't want to be apologetic for our faith. And so I think we want to have that emphasis, and we want to clearly get out the good news of Jesus Christ, and to everyone we can, with all the technologies we can, with all the wonderful music. And I appreciate the comment about nothing but organ and piano, and I love that too, but there's other great things we can use. And so we really appreciate all this, and I hope that our listeners out there, these that really enjoy it and support us, keep that up and tell their friends.
Let me get this in for you real quick. A quick email came in. It says, I've loved Matins for many years. Would it be possible to use the TLH version at times? I'm a regular listener to the Bible study and appreciate that it is again available as a podcast. That comes in from Richard by way of the Internet.
Thanks, Richard.
Gary, that comment line one more time.
505-7839. 505-7839, area code 314.
Don't forget the email, kfuo@kfuo.org. Well, Rod, you survived. Congratulations. You did great.
I'm not too battered, right?
No. Not a scratch on you. Thank you, my friend. Hey, come on back tomorrow. More of Exodus and more of Ask the Pastor. Stay tuned for Moments of Assurance next.
Listen Monday through Friday at this same time on The Bible Study. The Bible Study is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for The Bible Study to continue. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can contact us on the web at kfuo.org. Download programs from the Bible Study archives at kfuo.org. The Bible Study is underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family. Coming up this weekend, how to express awe to your spouse, helping women heal from the wounds of premarital sex, and empowering men to take a leadership role in their families. All that and more on the next Weekend Magazine.
Saturday mornings at 10 on KFUO Radio.
Hi, this is Joni Harwell. Have you ever considered becoming a KFUO Day sponsor? It's a great way to honor your loved one's birthday, confirmation, wedding anniversary, or any special event while supporting the worldwide gospel outreach of KFUO. A day sponsorship can be paid in monthly, quarterly payments, or all at one time. Would you please prayerfully consider becoming a KFUO Day sponsor? Just call me or Mary Schmidt at 1-800-844-0524. We can help you select that special day.
Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, our organization of the week, on AM 850 KFUO Clayton, St. Louis, worldwide at kfuo.org.
Financial executives and J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon tells Congress that's just what probably will happen to senior bank executives responsible for a more than $2 billion trading loss. Associated Press correspondent Jerry Bodlander is covering.
CEO Jamie Dimon apologized for the bank's huge losses, telling the Senate Banking Committee they resulted from a faulty strategy.
Whatever you call it, I will not defend it. It violated common sense, in my opinion. I do believe that people doing it thought that they were maintaining a short against high-yield credit that would benefit the company in a crisis.
He repeatedly stressed the trades were designed to hedge risk, not make money for the bank, and indicated the paychecks of those involved could take a hit.
It's likely to be clawbacks.
Dimon noted the policy of taking back money has never been invoked. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The fourth alleged victim to testify at the Jerry Sandusky trial says he endured sexual abuse at the hands of the former Penn State assistant coach, but only told his parents about the assaults last year when he was interviewed by police. The man is now 27. After beginning deliberations late yesterday, the jury resumes its work this hour at the Roger Clemens perjury trial in Washington. As Syrian forces root out rebels in a rebellious area near the Mediterranean Sea, Russia's foreign minister is rejecting the U.S. claim that Moscow is sending attack helicopters to Damascus, and former Secretary of State Colin Powell is opposing any U.S. military intervention in Syria.
I don't know that there is much that the United States can do other than work with the international community and try to apply sufficient economic, political, and diplomatic pressure on President Assad, who I know and I've worked with, and he's a liar of the first order.
He was on CBS this morning. Smoke from a massive wildfire in northern Colorado is blowing into southeastern Wyoming, smudging the skies above Cheyenne. This is AP Radio News.